Blog Talk Radio.
About the steps that we've made, the progress we've made, the success that we've come to in our lives. I'm excited. I want to be just like Mr. Clark. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. So I say to you today, yes, you can. So I'm your host. I'm going to say Miss Connie. And I welcome you again to another segment of Life Transparent. You know, oftentimes I in the mirror, and a friend bought me a mirror that on one side it exposes everything, highlights everything, every spot, every blemish, everything that you can imagine, and then the other side only gives a mere view of what's truly happening, whether it's on my face or arm or wherever I'm looking. I can't really see it clearly. So I flipped this mirror over, and I noticed blemishes. I noticed darkness in my face. I'm like, that's not so. I'm going to go wash my face, and I'm going to do what I need to do so that these things can not really be what they appear to be. How often are we doing that in our own lives? Have you actually looked at a situation in your life and decided that I'm not going to deal with it because it's not really there? This is called dissociation. And so what we want to do today is we've come into the room. We've taken all the necessary steps. We've come to the table. We got a chance to meet one of the flashy temperaments, melancholy. Sadness, gloom, always got the blues, whoa, whoa, whoa is me. But yet wearing a bright red flashy jacket that says, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. That cry of, will somebody help me? Will somebody fill the void? I went on the web. And I kind of poked around at the word denial. And one definition says the act of declaring something untrue. The act of declaring something untrue. And I'm like, that's not enough to be transparent. I can constantly say that these bruises on my body are not there because of certain things. A person that was responsible for me, a person that raised me, the person that protected me, couldn't even give me answers for the bruises that are on my body or the markings that's on my body. So I say, well, it's not really there. I'm just separating myself from the reality of passion. And I happen to have been the victim of it. I'll give some more stronger examples. Another definition I looked up, it says refusal to admit, believe, or accept something as true. Refusal to admit, believe, or accept something as true. Now, table, we've talked about the coping process called forgiveness. Forgive them, forgiving thyself. Not denying them, but having a willingness to be free. I told you on this broadcast that I would be transparent. But in order for me to be transparent, I have to deal with the issues in my life. We all have something that we have to deal with. We all have something that we have to cope with. But we cannot deny the fact that the things blame, well, my mama was like that, so I'm like that. My daddy was like that, so I'm like that. I grew up around certain people that talk like that. Well, here's me being transparent again. I grew up in the projects of Washington, D.C., where I've often heard nothing good come off the hood. Okay? My mother tried her best to keep us out of the projects. She tried to keep us in the uppity areas, kept us around a lot of areas where you can go outside and play and don't worry about somebody wanting to do with a gun or sit in a restaurant and enjoy a meal without all the extra drama that comes with people that you know in the hood want to sit down with you and be eating all lots of food and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was able to break away from that mentality. She exposed us to other things that I became intrigued with. My grandmother exposed me to a life that I was just like a fairy tale. You know, you ever look at Good Times? And Good Times, they just look like they always got hard times, but they always see the poor people. It doesn't change the fact that where they are is where they are. So for years, I was in denial about coming from the hood. I was in denial of facing who I truly was. I was talking to a friend on last night and said to me, don't cheat yourself of where you've been, because where you've been is who you are right now. It's the evidence of who you are, the great and beautiful person that you are. A lot of people that are successful in life have come up because of their pain. I often hear Bishop T.D. Jakes, who I love so much and admire so much, I often hear him say, your pain brought you from there to here, from this to that. And I often think about, have we denied the reality of the pain, or did we just build on it like I did? Just build on the pain. And are you one of those people that you can't get things done unless you're angry? You're not motivated to get to level unless you're angry. If I'm not mad, I can't be successful. If I'm not mad, fire drives. Fire drives. Pain brings fire. Fire drives. And then there are some of us that succumb to the pain and the fire, and we become consumed. I found a little point, a little saying, that is a testament of the fire that talks about denial, and I just really thought that this would be something real powerful to use. It says, some live in the past, and some learn from it. Some walk through the fire, and some burn from it. Mm-hmm. Again, I know that this is a Christian broadcast, and I know that faith works. I'm a testament that faith works. Everything that drove me to be a successful mother and not have my children exposed to the things that I was exposed to growing up, the fire of being in the hood drove me to the next level. But years later, all of the issues that were in my life began to come to the surface. It was almost like I'm a pail of water and I'm sitting around a pail of water and somebody dumped me in like oil and it all rose to the top. The markings on the body, the up and down in relationships, the don't want to deal with things, in denial about, let's say, you have a real bad habit of procrastination. You know you procrastinate. People around you know that you procrastinate. But you'll say, I just haven't gotten around to it. No, you won't get around to it unless there's fire. A lot of times, we won't move unless somebody puts fire under us. You heard the terminology, walking on fire. You're not just going to walk on fire or hot potato. Somebody hand you a hot potato, you're going to want to get it off your hands. So we don't want to continue to walk in denial. Yes, my father did what he did to me. Yes, the neighbor did what he did to me. Yes, the preacher did what he did to me. Or she did what she did to me. Or yes, they hurt my feelings. We have to step into that darkness like we had talked about earlier on this month. Find that key. What is the key? Abandonment? Is it rejection? Is it a broken heart? Is it being dismissed? Is it not being affirmed? Is it not being confirmed? What is it that's on that key that will, you are willing to pick up, put into that chest of your heart, turn the key and allow the light to come on? To encounter the light, we need to grow forward. The process begins. That's when I am now truly going to face the abandonment of my father. Yep. I told you I was going to be transparent. We were told all kinds of stories about my father growing up. And so I hated him off of somebody else's words. My father tried to warn me not to marry my kid's dad off of him. You don't know nothing about me. You don't know nothing about him. You ain't been in my life. You don't know what kind of person I am. Who are you? You never been there. I lit into him. My father had tears running down his eyes. I cut him based off of what my mother told us about him growing up. You see how that happened? And so for years, ever since that day in that kitchen, my life had been a living hell when it came down to relationships. I didn't want to marry this guy. My mother was forcing me to marry him. Grandmother told me to wait. Everybody told me this is not the one. My mother says if you don't marry her, she's pregnant. She might think that my mother was worried about her name being scarred in the church. And we got married, shotgun. And I thought he'll be my ticket to get away from the project, to get away from my mom and her controlling demeanor. I ended up being stuck at home all the way up until my third child. See what denial will do, and when we don't come into the light, dismiss my father. I broke a chance to have a relationship. For that one moment in time, he had the opportunity or a benefit that I could reap from, and I didn't take it. And I chopped off his hand, and I stuck it in his mouth. And the very man that my father warned me not to marry tried several times to kill me and my children. That wasn't so bad. I was able to find that key, turn it, open up the light, and say, yes, you rejected your father's advice. No matter what kind of man he was, whether he was there or not, sometimes we have to lay aside our differences with people when they're trying to warn us. I posted something on my Facebook page at Glory to Glory at Facebook. Posted something. Sometimes God has to bring us into the darkness to send the people that we need to help us into the light. And a lot of the reasons why God put us in the darkness, because the issues in our lives, which represent the darkness,
would have to become so desperate that the person that you would not normally receive from, you now lift up your hand and beg them, please take me into the light. I can't bear this darkness anymore. And our Heavenly Father loves us so much. The very help that from the very source that you had been prideful, we're going to deal with that, you've been in denial of, is going to be the very one to save your very life. So we have to pick and choose our battles. We're going to go into the darkness, and we're going to find that key. We're going to find one. Don't try to search around for a whole bunch. Find that one key and allow that one key bring you into the light. Remember, it's not about what people think. It's not about what you perceive. It's about finding that hope and moving forward and changing your course. It's not too late. I just heard that. It's not too late. You're not too old. If they're still living, you repent. You're going to repent to them. Restore them. Everybody deserves a second chance. Everybody deserves a second chance. That's my time here at on this broadcast. I'm just so excited. I thank you all so much for the floods of messages that's been coming up on my Facebook page, inboxes. And no, I'm not afraid to step out and expose myself and be transparent. Because if the pain that I had would be a step for the next person to come out of theirs, then so be it, because I'm not a crab. I'm not going to be in the basket with you and keep pulling you down. My whole purpose in life is to edify, to build, and to encourage. So if I can launch you forth, I pray that you will take that next step and the next step and the next step and the next step into your liberty. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us.